Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations out on the Genesis Communications Network. By the way, GCNLive.com is their website if you want to listen to the stream over there. And also, you can hear us on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. And you can also hear us streaming on those stations. And let's not forget, we're also being heard on leading independents around the country, too. A great mixture, cross-section of people to talk to on the radio. Now, we also have some great affiliates that are listening to us via the internet. And Maria and her group just chimed in here, Radio Waves over in Germany. Hello, Maria. And, of course, we've heard from some folks in India that listen to us over there, where Justin Trudeau is currently sitting on the ground trying to get his airplane fixed so he can fly back to Canada. And, of course, we're on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast to coast, border to border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail here, there, and everywhere, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel and whatever else we need, and petroleum products. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on X as at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, joining us back for this hour, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And going up to the top here, the top row, in the top row of the listeners here, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yay. Hey, it's cooler than normal. It's 78 degrees out. Holy smokes. How about that? We're having a, hey, Kyle, we're having a cool down over here.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of
the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Denise, I just wanted to just get one more little bit from what we were talking about right before the top of the hour. And this was, of course, Joe Biden. And, you know, he said that he was at ground zero on day two. We know that wasn't true. But what do you think is happening? Because this isn't the first time that he's, like, saying things that never happened or didn't exist. Is he conflating these things in his mind? Do you think he really believes it? And is this a sign that, again, something's really wrong with him?
Narcissism. He makes things about himself. Remember, every event, every story, he, you know, says this is no joke, or all seriously, folks, or, you know, I swear to God. So he makes it about himself that what he says is true. It's clearly not. He goes off script. And that's, you know, that's an egomaniac. That's narcissism. So that's really what it is.
Well, in some ways, do you think that he's, again, not sort of dealing with reality? And in other words, where I'm headed with this is, do you think that there would ever be enough critical mass for the cabinet to get together and say something he can't serve? Something's going on here.
The cabinet's not going to do anything.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think so, but yeah.
And, you know, the White House officials, Kamala Harris, you know, all those out there, they just, oh, people he misspoke, and that happens all the time with presidents. And so that's how they dismiss it all, including the media. So, I mean, the only one I saw calling out on it was Fox News.
Right.
So, I mean, and to, you know, those that watch CNN or MSNBC or CBS or ABC or whatever on the news, or the Fifth Court News, they don't even cover it. So they don't even know that's what the president says. So, and much less that it's not true. They don't have any idea. So they're part of the game.
Indeed. Well, and of course, you know, also I think that, you know, Trump, if anybody was there soon after the attacks, I think Donald Trump was, and I think he was handing out checks to boot.
That's correct.
I don't know what.
That's correct.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I do not know that for sure.
I do know that for sure. I saw him with the briefcase, and I saw him with his people, and I saw what he did with Rudy, and he handed him the briefcase, took stuff out of there, and it was a big folder. And they were $10,000 checks. He signed them as they needed them, and he was paying for people to fly them in for relatives and whatnot. That's what that was all about.
That's a very, very different story, don't you think, Captain?
Yeah, I know so. And like I say, I was sitting there the day after. I was at my post in the command center doing what I was told to do after I'd gotten hurt because I couldn't do anything else. And there was no Joe Biden there on the 12th. None whatsoever. Matter of fact, it was Rudy Giuliani, and it was the governor of New York, and that was it, period. All right, hold that top. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. A beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope you're enjoying the program and enjoying life.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do just that. We'll be right back to Denise and Kyle here in just a second after I remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. You can go over to their website, Geico.com. And get a cost comparison for the car that you're driving, the truck that you're driving. They'll definitely spec it out the way that you want with the insurance that you'd like to have and see if you'll save yourself some money. Now, where you also save money is when you bundle things like your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. Add that to your car policy, and it will lower the car insurance premium. Also, your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or your condo insurance policy, that'll drop it like a rock. So check them out. The website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com. Go over there, check them out, and see if they can save you some money. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience is back with us. Hey, hey.
Good morning.
All righty. And now we have Aaron up in Colorado going to take a call. Hello there, Aaron.
Yeah, the budget is coming up, Denise. So will the GOP come together and stick together like super glue or become old and brittle and just fall apart and bend the knee and do the bidding of we love riding dirty? And I mean, oh, baby, we love riding dirty. Broken down, dark side donkeys bidding. Cap. Professor Politics and Miss Denise. Adios.
All right. Good question. What do you think?
Well, there's an awful lot that's there with trying to keep the government open and what McCarthy's going to do.
Yep.
And what's on his plate. The Freedom Caucus is making huge demands, and I clearly understand that, and actually I stand with them. But, you know, there's such a thing as moderate Democrat, moderate Republicans, and they may not follow along. So McCarthy's got his work cut out for him on this one. You've got conservative organizations that are running up and down the hallways of the House trying to see what kind of influence they have on some of these lawmakers. You're not going to get any of the Democrats. So that's just a fact. So will we face a government shutdown? I have a big fat quarter, 25 cents, that says, yes, we will.
Okay, well, I got a dime. All right, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, you know, Denise, before we sort of head out to international politics, domestic politics, we've got New York Mayor, New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He's sounding the alarm on what he calls a financial tsunami ahead because of the migrant crisis, because it turns out if you get inundated by tens of thousands of people, that could put a strain on your city. What do you think, you know, how is this going to work out in the end, do you think, for the blue cities?
New York is going to get some financial help. That's just the way it is. And if you really kind of want to know where this is going, I would follow Senator Kyrsten Sinema, because she's been livid all along. The Biden administration has been helping out New York already, paying some of the New York's bills on migration/immigration/housing/whatever, and they're actually getting more money than Kyrsten Sinema wants to come her way. So it is a financial tsunami. There's no question about it. He's absolutely going to face this. He's actually standing in opposition of the governor. So, you know, the New York governor, she's fine with all of this. And, I mean, there's not a happy place to be in New York right now by any long stretch.
Well, isn't it, I guess the trick is, Denise, that if you're a sanctuary city, you call yourself a sanctuary city, but when you actually have to be a sanctuary city, then you cry foul and say, none of this shouldn't be befalling us at this time.
Well, look, I've asked the question, and I haven't seen it or gotten an answer. I've asked a couple of people, can one city sue another? Or can a state sue another state or another city for what is happening here because of sanctuary status? It appears that answer is actually yes. But look, the majority of the migrants that have shown up in New York are not as a result of Texas shipping them there. New York has got allegedly somewhere around 110,000, 120,000 illegals. And somewhere around 10,000 have been bused there by Governor Abbott of Texas. So no blame should really be going to Texas in this, because it's, you know, it's kind of like a deck chair off the Titanic. The Biden administration is the one that's been busing and flying them to New York and other places. So when these people get to New York and they find out that they have to sleep outside in sidewalks outside the Roosevelt Hotel, or they're not getting jobs, there's no work permits, or, you know, all these other kinds of things that are happening, they're going to quit sending them there. They're going to send them upstate New York, or they're going to send them over to Philadelphia, or they're going to send them to Chicago, or they're going to send them to St. Louis or Portland or whatever. So this administration has zero interest in stopping any of this. None. None of it's working. And I would literally start suing. Not that, you know, say Texas wants should, you know, sues New York monetarily, although they have every right to, but we out here, you know, we're spending ourselves billions and billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, that the Biden administration is spending, allowing these people to come in, going to school, housing, meals, health care, you know, all these kinds of things. That's costing us money. Not only is it costing us money once they get here and we have to bus them or fly them someplace, but then after that we got to take care of them. And you know, we didn't approve that. None of that was put out for a vote for us to vote on.
Yeah, but the elections have consequences. This is exactly what you're saying. This is why things have to change in 2024. Well, also, Denise, it looks like Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un are going to have a full state visit. At least that's how it's being described after the train ride over there toward to Moscow. Where does this put, you know, try to put this in perspective to us for us in terms of Ukraine, but also in terms of China, which is continuing to have economic woes. How are these three going to get together and cause more damage?
Well, Kim Jong-un arrived last night. He's got quite the delegation with him, too. But he arrived by train. Moscow gave him the red carpet treatment. But Putin is not in Moscow. It looks like he's in Vladivostok. And if there's going to be a face-to-face between those two leaders, that's where it will be in Vladivostok. So what will be the discussion? Well, the discussion so far has been that Russia needs to buy weapons from North Korea. Now, what kind of weapons? We don't know. And I would argue that North Korea is all too happy to provide them. So now we don't know what the timeliness is of that. We don't know if it's stuff that's already in stock. We don't know it, you know, if it's going to go into production. We don't know any of those kinds of things. But I would also argue it goes beyond weapons. I think that Putin needs soldiers, and he needs them badly. And I think that Russia is all too happy to start paying North Korea to rent men to go fight the war in Ukraine. And that wouldn't be the first time that's happened. There's a long, nasty history between those two countries cooperating with each other. So where is China on this? Well, China's been kind of quiet when it comes to this confab between North Korea and Russia. In fact, I would argue that China doesn't want to get involved in any of those kind of discussions or what's going to come out of those meetings at all, because China is in financial trouble, which now puts any attack on Taiwan in peril.
Okay, guys, to be continued tomorrow. Denise, have yourself a great day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FathersCode.com. Kyle, hang in there. We'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go nowhere. No how.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8868.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Biden administration can only enforce border security laws that are on the books. In an interview with CNN, Mayorkas emphasized Monday, the White House believes comprehensive immigration reform must come from Congress.
We have responded with a model approach that has proven to work, which is to build lawful pathways for individuals to arrive in a safe and orderly way and to deliver consequences for those who don't meet them.
The Biden administration's investigating complaints from New York City Mayor Eric Adams now that many illegal immigrants are being housed in the Big Apple. Hurricane Lee continues stirring up dangerous rip currents and surf all along the Bahamas, Hispaniola, and the Turks and Caicos Islands and elsewhere. The Category 3 storm slowly spinning northward across the Atlantic. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say it's still too soon to tell how it could impact the continental U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and that means that it's time for you to hear about Concerned Veterans for America. CV4A.org is their website, CV4A.org. Go over there, check it out, see what it is that you can do to help them, either by volunteering some of your services to work with veterans, because they are veterans working with veterans and other supporters, or you might consider giving them a contribution. Now, they are on their own now. They are no longer a part of any other group. They are all by themselves, isolated, and they're doing some really good things for America, which is why I'm very pleased and very proud to announce that I am involved with them as well. And you'll hear from Jimmy T. Smith, the Florida State Coordinator, on Thursday, talking about what it is they're doing here in Florida. So, CV4A.org, Concerned Veterans for America. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is here with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
I'm going to start out talking about the military and veterans news with a news story that we'll be talking about with the colonel when he comes on here in about 30 minutes or so. Ukraine claims to have recaptured the Black Sea oil platforms that were seized during Crimea's annexation. Now, if that's true, that's a big deal.
It
it really is. It really would be. These are the drilling platforms in the Black Sea, and they, I think they're near Bakhmut, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
The city in eastern Ukraine. But yes, so if this is really true, it means that there's a lot of progress, being made, and certainly would be a blow to Vladimir Putin and oil production of any kind.
But yet, General Milley, the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has come out and said it's too early to tell what type of progress Ukraine has made with their counteroffensive.
That's right. General Milley was saying that the offensive kicked off about 90 days ago. He says it's gone slower than what they had originally, the planners of this counteroffensive evidently had anticipated, he said. And he says he actually mentions von Clausewitz in his statement, the famous war planner, basically, theoretician, saying that what happens on paper is different than what happens in a real war.
Is he just now coming to the dance and learning that?
I don't know. I think he's just trying to put it into some perspective. But basically, yeah, he says the Ukrainians aren't done. He says the battle's not done, and they haven't finished the fighting of what they're trying to accomplish in terms of this offensive.
Well, we know that China's making some great strides in Southeast Asia, trying to expand their influence and whatnot. And the United States is over there doing the same, but so isn't little old Australia, because they and the Indonesian forces just deployed their battle tanks to work together in something called the Super Garuda Shield drills that have been held annually between America and Indonesian soldiers since 2009, but they added the Indonesian along with the Australians in this mix too.
That's right, and even the United States is using Australia a little bit more in terms of some of the logistical things in that part of the world. They just recently had resupplied one of our warships with a missile, basically a very special missile, very difficult, I think, to rearm the ship with. But they did it there, as opposed to, I think, doing it in Japan. But that again helps to expand the area of operation where you can conduct the military ops.
Yeah. All right. What you got?
All right. Well, Captain, guess what? NATO is going to launch the biggest military exercise since the Cold War, we understand. This is going to be the biggest joint command exercise. As we said, it's going to be about 40,000 troops. Now, all this has to do with the idea of what would happen if you had to repel a Russian invasion against one of the NATO members. So, of course, this is all going on because of what's happening in Ukraine. But a big, big exercise designed not only to confirm readiness, but also, of course, to show Vladimir Putin that, we're on the ball. That's what it's designed to do.
Huh. Okay. And?
Yes, well, actually, it goes a little bit even further than that. They've got a lot of new technical capabilities, evidently. For example, using real-world geographical data to complete more realistic scenarios for troops there on the ground. So certainly, and you go back, for example, back into the mid-1980s or early 1980s or even the 70s, when you would think, how big of a corridor are you going to need in order to fight Russian tanks that come in to Western Europe? And, of course, nowadays, with different technology, more enhancements, and different kind of weaponry to some degree, hopefully that gets minimized to a major degree.
Well, I would think because it's Russian, because they are expanded all throughout Europe, that on the Eastern Front anyway, that you would have to be able to counter all of that from Finland,
well, sure,
Norway, Sweden, all the way down to Africa.
Well, right. And, you know, one would think, Captain, that Vladimir Putin would not be stupid enough to try to invade another country at this point. But that being said, what happens if there's a mistake that's made? What happens if there's a miscalculation? What happens if there's a rogue element that does something that actually involves a NATO country or NATO forces, and then you're off to the races? That would be a terrible, terrible thing to have happen.
What happens, you say? Well, what happens is we wind up with a major conflict that we don't, nobody wants a conflict, not even Russia.
No, of course not. In fact, they're depleting so much of their resources, I think, their war resources, that, again, it wouldn't be beneficial to them. But I think one of the biggest problems is what happens when Vladimir Putin doesn't get what he wants in Ukraine. Who knows if there'll ever be a bargaining table for this. I think so many people would say that Putin doesn't deserve to walk away with something. But again, he could escalate this thing if he sees that there's no end in sight, and that would be a very bad day. I'm talking like tactical nukes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, he could. You are right. He could do that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And, you know, that would just, there's something that almost we thought was kind of consigned to the history books to some degree because of the fall of the Soviet Union. But now we're actually, I mean, this feels a lot like it did back in the 80s. Not one for one, but certainly the mood of what could happen and the fact that you have this major aggression going on in Ukraine as it is.
Now, I didn't pick up on this statement until yesterday, but Joe Biden on Sunday said something in Vietnam in his visit to Vietnam to showcase stronger ties with Hanoi was not about trying to start a Cold War with China, but rather to partner for a broader effort to provide global stability by building U.S. relationships throughout the area at a time of tensions with Beijing. Who are they kidding?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I think he used the term as well. I'm not trying to contain China. Well, then why are you in Vietnam? I mean, why are you talking to Vietnamese? I mean, unless you're trying to contain China to some degree or to offload a lot of the ties that we have, you know, for these products or things like that, or manufacturing, because things can go south with China really, really fast. And China's not doing well as it is. I can't imagine Beijing was super happy, with the president going and talking to Vietnam.
Right, and I can assure you that if Donald Trump gets back in, he's going to be talking to a lot of people.
Well, right. You know, and that's something, you know, you mentioned Richard Nixon the other day.
Right.
The thing with Richard Nixon is that he had engagement.
Yep.
Right? That's actually really good. You always want to be engaging, and that's why he even opened China. We could have had all kinds of other problems if that had never actually been done, I think. And it's tense now, but imagine what it would be if we had no history of engagement with them.
Right. I hear the music coming up, so that means that we're going to be going to break, and Chris Markowski will be right around the corner. So hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. And, folks, we'll be back with more and the Watchdog on Wall Street. And if you have any questions, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, I betcha, and you've heard me talk about them before, and the Moss Family Automotive Group, in particular, Moss Acura, brings you my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and of course, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they are the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and all church pastors, too, get afforded a great deal out there in the new or the certified pre-owned vehicle that you want to buy. Now, keep in mind, all those vehicles also come with Moss Care, and Moss Care means that you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle as long as you own it. So check them out online first. Go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, MossAcura.com. They're located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right beside the Moss Nissan dealership here in Tampa. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Okay, first of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
And then we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
I have a question for you about China. It's been asked of me by a couple of listeners, so here we go. The Chinese are very likely headed for a full-blown financial crisis as its economy is due for wilder swings, according to a market expert. But that same expert said the only thing that would get them out of it sooner rather than later is a war. What do you think?
I'm not believing that will get them. How would that get them out of their situation? This is just some financial analyst trying to sound astute. Actually, it could make things, you know, worse, much, much worse for China because, again, they are coupled with many countries around the globe and much more so than, you know, Russia was. And you saw the businesses that pulled out of Russia after they decided to invade Ukraine. I mean, if China makes a move on Taiwan, they don't know what's going to happen on the opposite side of that Pandora's box for them. And, you know, the people that would be put out of work. I mean, Apple employs over 1 million people.
Right.
In within China in regards to this. So I'm not sure that would be their answer, simply because, you know, even though that there's, you know, they call it the whole, you know, de-risking or diversifying, that's happened. But let's be honest. I mean, we have economies that are reliant upon each other.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, Chris, one of the things that we're hearing about now, of course, all about, you know, people are spending, but in many cases, I think they have to pull back their spending. We know why, because of their kitchen table budgets. But now we understand that a lot of Americans, according to a latest study, believe that inflation is going to be with us for a long time. And now they're trying to find ways, evidently, to get credit increases because of trying to make the ends meet, I guess.
Well, like, you're not making ends meet if you're getting higher credit card. You're putting more on your credit card. You're gonna have to make some changes. I mean, you can't take two steps forward and then four steps backward. Some decisions are gonna have to be made within your household where you're gonna have to move things around, get a second job, because that's something you don't want to do. I don't expect prices to deflate anytime soon. So you're gonna have to make some adjustments.
Well, I agree completely. And then also, in terms of, you know, and you do a lot with companies, and you're very well versed in how companies run and so forth. Well, Chris, what's the deal now going to be with people coming in to the office? Are we still going to have a 5-day work week in the office? Or, according to some experts, they're saying that 5-day commute is now going to be dead.
I think that, you know, for the most part, I think it died off. I mean, if you even have major real estate players, and major metropolitan areas come out, like Orlando, they're coming out and saying, listen, you know, Friday's basically over and Monday's hit or miss, saying, we're looking at a 3-day work week. And if that remains the case for many, many businesses, even though there's some companies that have ordered people back, it changes the complete dynamic of real estate in urban areas. It's all based upon, and rents are based upon, walking traffic and the amount of people that are going walking by. I mean, if you have a retail space and it has more walking traffic, well, then you're going to be paying more for that retail space. If those people aren't there, well, guess what? You know, leases are going to have to be renegotiated.
Well, right, and I can also think about some of the vendors. I mean, just in a basic way, if you're a sandwich shop and you kind of located near some offices, but they don't have people coming to the office very much, your sandwich shop is going to suffer greatly.
Oh, greatly, and that's, you know, that's why they're going to have to, you know, leases are going to have to be renegotiated, and you're already seeing major fallout in urban areas where the amount of street-level retail and commercial space has emptied out. It's been decimated.
Well, that's right. And even so, for like big box, well, I don't say big box, but large square footage retail. In my area here in Orange County, you may have heard, of course, of the Irvine Company. It's probably well known, this large real estate developer here in the Southern California area. They're now starting to take down what used to be Barnes & Noble and, you know, big retail shops, stores, and they're building them into apartments, this kind of thing. So because they're trying to center them into other places like movie theaters and restaurants and other shopping. And in other words, things are changing dramatically.
Oh, you have to. You have to think outside the box when it comes to retail. The major footprint, mega, you know, department stores are no longer. They're going by the wayside, you know, very, very quickly as many of these companies are finding other ways to move their product, whether it be, you know, via digital, and there's some other interesting concepts as well when it comes to stores of the future. But, yeah, without a doubt, a lot of these big malls, these massive footprints, they need to be used for something else. I mean, I was suggesting, you know, possible schools, obviously the apartments and multi-use pieces of real estate have become more popular, and that trend's going to continue.
Hey, Chris, what do you think about Joe Biden yesterday making the comment about his boots being on the ground on the 12th of September, the day after the attacks of September 11, 2001, when the fact of the matter is, on the 12th of September, he was in Washington, D.C., giving a speech on the floor of the Senate?
Yeah, Kevin, when it comes to, you know, Joe Biden and the things that are coming out of his mouth at this point in time, I don't think, I'm being honest, and this is not a joke, I'm not trying to be flippant at all, I don't think he knows what he's saying at this point in time. And I think that, you know, people that, you know, go, you need to understand, you know, that he's not running the country. He's got people that are doing that for him. And he's kind of just a name on the package at this point in time. You know, I watched his speech entirely when he was in Vietnam on Sunday, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. I really couldn't. To me, it's shameful, it's sinful, it's, you know, it's like elder abuse, for crying out loud, to me. I mean, I don't think he knows, Captain, what he's saying at any point in time.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
I appreciate what you're saying, Chris. I have an attorney friend of mine who actually goes after people when he finds that he believes that there is elder abuse going on, and he's elderly himself. But yes, this is exactly the kind of thing that can happen. And Joe Biden's just, who knows what he's thinking? Is he conflating all this stuff? Who knows? But just to sort of round things out, one of the things that Captain Matt loves to keep us surprised of is the oil prices. But oil prices are now at a nine-month high, we understand. And, of course, because we've got Saudi Arabia and Russia announcing that they're extending their production cuts. Where is this all going to end in terms of inflation for us and just generally for the economy?
Well, it's not going to end, and, you know, until we decide to become, you know, energy independent again. And, you know, the solar panels and windmills are just not going to cut the mustard. I mean, even last week, it was really hot in Texas, and they have a lot of solar and windmills there, and the windmills weren't turning, and what do they have to do? They got to turn on the gas-powered generators because they need backup, you know, because the wind doesn't blow all the time. Problems with this infrastructure that we're building out right now.
Okay, Chris, I got the music coming up. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time. Have a great day, and talk to you then.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be coming right back. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright will be with us. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we shall be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.